Om Shanti. It's Christmas time, and I won't be seeing some of you tomorrow, which is Christmas Day, so I'll give you greetings for Christmas today. But also I was remembering that it's a time for gifts, and in particular, it's not so much adults who get excited by the thought of Santa Claus and gifts, it's children. And today Baba's reminding us of our fortune and all the gifts that God is giving us. And over the last several days, Baba's been reminding us of being little children, children who are part of the godly family, but also our relationship with Shiv Baba and also with Brahma Baba. And so we know the real Santa Claus who comes in the darkest night bringing lots of gifts and fortune for all of us. And so today's Murali is full of many, many gifts. But in particular, over the month of January, we think a lot about Brahma Baba, of course. But in today's Murali, and connected with Christmas, I was just feeling how really a child will look at the parents, and you would have noticed this. Sometimes if you offer a child something, a biscuit, a sweet or whatever, little, but they'll look at their parents, and if they get a signal, then they'll take it. Have you noticed that? Or if it's a child a little bit older, 10, 11 maybe, and you ask the child something, and before the child will reply, again, he'll look at his parents, and then he'll give a reply. And so it's just an indication of how, when it's a little child, innocent, and 10 years is not so innocent anymore, but yet still, the child will want to connect with the parents, and accordingly, then we'll be able to give you a response. And so when Baba says, follow the Father, it's a reminder of that. Just take a nod from Baba, and Brahma Baba is the one we follow. Shiv Baba we remember and love and take our inheritance from Shiv Baba. But in terms of following in our life, it's Brahma Baba. So Baba's talked today a great deal about changing our sanskars. We have very good thoughts, we have pure thoughts, but then when it comes to words, that reduces a little bit, but still, it's about 75%. And so, our words can also be elevated, and maybe they're so elevated that actually people say wonderful, they clap their hands and appreciate everything. But in particular, it's the actions. And they always say actions speak louder than words. And so what is the quality of my action? Is the quality of my action as Baba would want it to be? So can I just take a look at Baba in my mind for a moment and see what it is that Baba would like me to do before I do something. Because if I think about Baba afterwards, it's a bit late. But if I ask Baba, Baba, is this okay? Baba will give me a signal. And it's not imagination, it's the reality of a relationship. And all of us have a relationship with not only Shiv Baba, but also Brahma Baba. This is why the other day Baba was saying that our surname is BK. Not your first name. Your first name is whatever it is, but you are Brahma Kumar or Brahma Kumari. And so in that awareness, let me really look at my father and see what sort of thoughts my father has. And that's again not imagination. That Baba expresses very clearly in the Murali. The thoughts that Baba has, the words that Baba speaks, we hear those, and actions, you've been hearing about those also, and you'll be hearing a lot more through January. But you know, what would Baba like? And what is it that Baba tells me not to do? And so if I see Brahma Baba and follow Brahma Baba, then all the gifts from Shiv Baba at Christmas time especially are there for me to experience. And so Baba's talked about the transformation of actions. And actions change when sanskars change. And so which sanskars am I using? Am I using my sanskars, which are my original sanskars? The purity, the peace, the love, the truth. And all other qualities are connected with these. Like Baba said, if you want to overcome anger, then remember your original sanskar of peace. But also, remember your original sanskar of tolerance. And so peace and tolerance definitely connected together. And so Baba is saying, emerge those treasures that Baba has reminded you of. Experiment with each one of those qualities and experience it. And if you experience it, then if you see Baba and remind yourself, this is how Baba would do something, then you know you're on the right track. But otherwise, the old sanskars keep emerging. Daddy used to say, don't use your old sanskars. If you do that, they will use you. Which means my old sanskars will control me instead of me choosing what sanskars I would like to use and have in my life. The whole subject of today's Murali is this transformation of sanskars, but in particular also anger. And I won't repeat the whole Murali to you, you'll be hearing it. But in particular, Baba's pointed out that anger is connected deeply with desires also. Ego and desires. Greed. Baba's used the word greed. But if you think about why it is you used to get angry, you don't get angry anymore. Is that right? Nobody gets angry. Little bit here and there. And Baba's explained everything about that very, very clearly. But just thinking about how Baba, the supreme psychologist, explains how things are connected and interconnected and we understand everything so clearly and we can see everything that's going on inside ourselves. Then with that awareness, then we can start dealing with things. And greed, if I use the word desire, Baba's used the word greed, but it's desire. It's not just desire, Baba's mentioned, food and objects, clothes and things, but the desire that I have for something, the desire in which I want something to happen and it's not happening, and you begin to feel things welling up inside of you. And so that's the moment to ask the question, well, what is it that Baba wants me to do now? And the answer will come through clearly, and you'll know that I have to change that thought. Why should drama behave in the way that I want it to behave? Why should others behave in the way I want them to behave? There's no reason. It shouldn't be that. Drama is going to take its own course. But I want drama not to go like this. I wanted to go like this. And in that moment when it's not going the way I want, there's that reaction coming up inside. And so I was saying, no, don't let it be like that. Just be very aware that whatever is happening is right, it's good. My desire, if it's a pure one, for sure it will be fulfilled. Brahma Baba had many, many powerful thoughts about service, about uplifting different communities, different things. And in Sakar Baba's days, it didn't happen. Like Baba used to say, find a shop in a city center and do service through that. A lot of people will come. And we used to have exhibitions in city centers, but in Bharat, outside. But then finally a moment came when Daddy had a thought. And I'll tell you exactly when she had the thought, well, when she expressed it. She must have had it before then. But 91 we got Global House. 93 we got the retreat center. At the opening of the retreat center, the two daddies, Daddy Gulzar, had come for the opening. So Daddy Gulzar and Daddy Janki are walking around the garden, that bit of the garden. I remember the scene very clearly. Just below the balcony where Daddy Janki's room is, that part of the garden. And she suddenly stops and she holds Daddy Gulzar by the arm. And she looks at Daddy Gulzar and says, there's one more thought I have. There should be a center in the city, right in the heart of town. Should I try and find one? And can you ask Baba? And Daddy Gulzar says, well, wait, I'll ask Baba later, but you've just started the retreat center now. Give it full attention for at least a couple of years. And then we can think about a center in the city. And literally, 2 years later, we found a place in Regent Street. So Daddy's thoughts, the other day Baba said, it wasn't in the regular Murali, it was in the revision that we are doing, the Murali of 1972. And in that Baba has said, your pure thoughts will be fulfilled, take practical shape. If you have too many thoughts, then the quality of your thoughts can't be so pure, they're diluted, and it'll be mixed with other things. So whether it was Brahma Baba or whether it was Daddy Janki, their powerful, pure thoughts actually manifested in a very real way, practically. But not at the time, necessarily, that they wanted it. So they had the patience. It's a pure thought, it's not for me, it's for Baba's service. It'll happen, and it'll happen at the right time. And so sometimes when things, I say, but it wasn't for me, it was for service, but it's not happening, why isn't it happening? It's okay, it's okay. It's happening to teach me patience, it's happening to teach me more tolerance. Maybe others are not yet ready to serve there. Anything requires teamwork. It requires many to come together. And only then something can happen. So I alone can't make things happen, but if there's others who share that thought, then together we can make things happen. So the difference between pure desires and my desires, can I be very aware of that and differentiate? Is it really my thought is a pure desire that's coming by touching from Baba? Or is it my thought? And of course, you've seen it happen many times. Somebody will come and say, oh, I really had this touching from Baba. I want to do this. It's for Baba. And as you hear it, you're very aware that, well, Baba's never mentioned it in that way. And there's a little bit of something mixed in here. And it used to be very easy for me to say to people, because Daddy was spending quite a bit of time traveling at that moment, and she was in India, and I knew she'd be coming back mid-April, end April. So this would have been when I'd come back from Madhuban about March. And so this person said to me, I have the thought of serving in such a place, but it's not possible for me to manage this service on my own. I need to have somebody else with me, and especially if it's a brother. And I had warning bells. Here's a sister telling me she needs this brother, and she identified the brother also. She needs this brother to help and to make service happen. This is why we still had lots of countries where we didn't have centers. Now there's very few countries where we don't have centers. And I could just listen to her and hold back my judgment. And I said to her, okay, we'll discuss it with Daddy when Daddy comes. And of course, then Daddy came back and she shared this thought, and Daddy had the authority to say to her, that's your thought, it's not Baba. Now, I don't think I can say that to anyone. But yet still, you get this warning bell anyway. And maybe what you can say is, well, wait, let's see how drama unfolds. And meanwhile, the drama will show the course in the right way anyway. But my point that when it's my desire and I'm impatient, then I get angry. But it shouldn't be that things happen as I want. When things take time, that time is always, always well spent to fulfill whatever is the need. For 9 years, every morning, winter, summer, whatever it was, Daddy would leave Baba Bhavan precisely at 6:15, and she knew the driver who used to come to pick us up would be very prompt, and he was always prompt. And she would leave to come to Duddon Hill to be able to take class there. And during that period of 9 years, we must have visited so many different places, looking. But we wanted a place with two big rooms for Hindi class and English class, and we weren't finding anything. But Daddy was always patient. It'll happen at the right time. And I look back, and those 9 years taught us, the whole family, many, many things. Won't go into the detail of that. So if something isn't happening, it's okay. Patience, peace, tolerance. I'm learning all of that. And where it is my desire, have you ever seen that if my personal desire, I want something to happen, and it does happen, it brings with itself many other problems. Have you noticed that? Because my desires, okay, so it happens according to drama, my sanskars push and I make it happen. But the repercussions of that create a lot of complications. And so very important to see what's going on inside of me. And Baba's also mentioned, of course, the other reason for anger is ego. And we've seen how that works anyway. I am older than you. I am bigger than you. I am cleverer than you. The I come in. And I expect somebody else to do what I want them to do. And so Baba's reminding us, be introverted. Go inside and see what it is you need to do for yourself. And if you can do what is needed for yourself inside, then your vision of others will change very much. And you'll be able to see each one with that vision of love and respect. Because externally, I don't always know what somebody is doing. And I don't need to know, because their string is in God's hands. And God is responsible for them. And whatever it is that's needed, God will provide for them. Whether it's teachings at the right time, whether it's realization at the right time. I don't just mean external things. God provides that also. But all the inner things they need for transformation, that also will happen for them at the right time. But I don't need to think about it and give it my time and energy. If I'm really looking inside myself, then I'm focused on that and I don't have time to be looking at others and wasting time thinking of others. So my thoughts are precious, my time is valuable, and there's a lot of work I still need to do inside. So let me get on with it and do whatever is needed. So Baba's answer to the transformation of sanskars is introversion, antarmukhi. Go inside and see what you need to do and change your sanskars according to that. The other thing that Baba's mentioned that I found interesting, the whole Murali is fascinating, and I'm just giving you bits from it. But the other topic that Baba's taken up is the subject of fear. And that's not so much in the Murali, it's in the blessing. But Baba's saying how the world is very, very afraid. And in particular, they're afraid of untimely death. Now just cast your eye over the planet and you realize that Baba's talking about today. It was bad whenever it is that Baba spoke the Murali. We don't know which date it is because it's just the blessing, not the full Murali. But today we see that anxiety, whether it's climate anxiety and the fear that young people have about the future, old folk, they can see what's happening now because they've seen what's gone on in the last few years, the heat, the storms, all of this. But yet still, in a way, maybe they think that, you know, whatever the scientists are saying still has 30 years to go and I won't be around at that time anyway. Definitely, the people who are dealing in oil are not thinking about 30 years from now. People in government are not thinking about 30 years from now. That's not part of their vision at all. But for young people, it's a reality. Now, whatever happens in drama is whatever. But yet, for them, the vision is 30 years is not far to go. If I'm 10 years old, if I'm 20 years old, I'm thinking about 30 years and what will I be doing? Where will I be? What will the world like me now? So whether that's there or whether it's the wars that are going on, every day there's fear that I might die any minute. It's a reality for many, many people on the planet. And Baba's saying, people out there would say the opposite of fear is love. And definitely Baba gives us a huge amount of love and that ameliorates our fear, definitely. When a child is scared, what does a child do? Run to the mother or the father. And so if I feel fear coming and I go to Baba, Baba's love, Baba's power calms me down. It's instant, it's immediate. But the thing that Baba's mentioned today is share with them things of happiness. And I was again thinking that how true this is. If you share something that can make a child happy, the fear dissolves. I'm speaking about children because you see the immediate response of children, very transparent. And you see that if they're scared, yes, you give them a hug, but also you just tell them nice things, make them happy. And once they're happy, the fear has gone away. And so Baba's saying that tell them good things, not just children, but everybody is a child at heart and we're all God's children. So tell them the happy news of eternity, immortality, how the soul is eternal, but also the story of the future, that Baba has come to give us long life, immortal life as deities, And as you share that good news with them, they'll also then be able to experience happiness. And so it's beautiful to see how Baba's Muralis are alive and relevant for us today. Sakar Muralis as well as the Avyakt Muralis. So when Baba says, I am the one who's teaching you, it's very much present. It's not that Baba used to teach me in the past and now today I'm just reading a paper, but Baba is very much with us and teaching us at every step. And the experience that many of you have, and I think today's Murali, many of you will say, I was just thinking about it and Baba's given me the answer. So you'll find that Baba's Murali has many, many answers also. Baba's asked the question, how is it that Baba has to keep saying, but? You children are really lovely children, but you children have a lot of love and faith, but. And so when is going to come the time that Baba doesn't have to say but anymore at all? But the reality will be as Baba wants it to be and as we also want it to be. So we have to remove but from our language. You know how we say, well, everything was okay, but this thing happened. And so the list of the short words that Baba said we must never use, when, if, how, all of these words, but have to add this word but to our dictionary of what we have to be careful of and eliminate. And so, but. Is there a situation in which I say, well, I was actually managing very well, but it's such a common expression in our language because it happens, it's reality. And Baba also has to use the word but. So to make myself free from but also make Baba free from using but. I'm also very, very aware that all the things Baba's teaching us now are for now. In the sense that the times have changed and there are more and more challenging situations that are coming. And whatever it is I haven't managed yet, let me do it now in the space of time that still remains for me. And if I can do it now, then yes, I'll reach my destination. One last point before we take up the next part of this morning. How often is it that you've had the thought, well, so-and-so is supposed to be a senior, so-and-so is supposed to be a Maharati, and if they're doing this, well, it gives me permission to do that. Or, why are they doing this? They shouldn't be doing this. A word of comfort for those who are seniors, which means long-term in Gyan, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years plus. Baba's saying that don't see their faults, see their plus points, see all their good qualities, but also remember that whatever service they've done through those long years, whatever effort they've made through those long years, whether it's renunciation, whether it's tapasya, which isn't visible today, but all of that is there in their account. And even though there's a weakness there, but because of that background, at the end, they will be able to pass with honour. And so a word of comfort to those over 30 years in Gyan. But also a reminder, yes, it's not here that my vision has to focus, but my vision has to focus truly on the Father. if I'm seeing the Father, Brahma Baba, then I know what it is I have to do. London's very lucky. We not only constantly get Madhuban Toli, but we get Madhuban residents who come bringing us that Toli. And so we now have three brothers who are here from Madhuban, and I'm going to ask them to come up on stage and say hello to all of you. And they'll be visiting your centres. So now is just a short hello and introduction. And why you're here? What is it that prompted you to come here? And after that, any further announcements and so on. Okay. If you bring one of those chairs up, but also, Aye, please.
ओम शांति। दीदी ने अपना परिचय दीजिए। शरीर का नाम रामकृष्ण भाई है और ज्ञान सरोवर में हम डाइनिंग की सेवाएं देखते हैं और लास्ट 31 ईयर से मधुबन में है और अभी जो भी डाइनिंग वहां की सेवाएं देखते हैं। ओम शांति।
वेरी ब्रीफ। ओके, यहाँ क्यों आए? Brother Ram Kishan, and he's been in Madhuban Surrender 21 years, and you would have seen him in Gyan Sarovar dining room.
Didi prashn kar rahe hain, kyun aaye hum? Pehli baat Didi, Brahma Kumaris ke additional chief hain aap. To mukhiya se milne hum aaye hain. Aur dusri baat ki hum apne parivar se milne aaye. Aur pehle hum jab padhte suna karte London, London, London hai bada. तो मन में रहता था कि भाई एक बार देख लिया जाए, लेकिन ये सब प्रोग्राम हमारा इसमें कोई श्रेय नहीं है, सब उनका श्रेय है। उन लोगों ने प्रोग्राम बनाया और हम साथ में आ गए।
We've been hearing about London and we wanted to come and see the family, and so that's why we are here, but it's not my thought, it's their thought.
ओम शांति। शरीर का नाम बीके हरीश भाई है और शांतिवन में 28 साल से रह रहे हैं और डिपार्टमेंट जो सेवा है बाबा ने दी है वो सब्जी कटिंग की, वेजिटेबल कटिंग की। और इधर आने का प्रोग्राम अचानक ही हुआ है और श्रेय तो सारा हंसा बहन को जाता है। हम लोग, ये श्री राम भाई है, मेरे साथ ही रहते हैं, तो सब लोग जा रहे थे, कोई दुबई कोई इधर। मेरा पासपोर्ट 2010 में बना है और 2000 पहले बार ही इधर आए हैं और श्री राम भाई ने बोला, मैंने बोला भाई सब लोग दुबई जा रहे हैं, तो इन्होंने बोला कि आप अपन सीधा लंदन चलेंगे। ऐसे ही मेरे मन से निकला। फिर हंसा बहन ने भी फोर्स किया, नहीं आप जाओ जहां दादी ने तपस्या की है, दादी का जहां रही है वो आप देख के आओ। तो फिर बात किया, सब कुछ सहज और इजी मिल गया और हमने बाबा को आगे रखा। ये वीजा वगैरह मेरे को तो कुछ पता नहीं था, भैया साथ गए थे फॉर्म वारम उन्होंने भरे, मेरे को तो बस सिर्फ साइन करने आते हैं। मैं ज्यादा पढ़ा लिखा भी नहीं था, बस ऐसे साइन किए और मैंने बाबा को बोला, बाबा मेरे से ज्यादा सवाल जवाब नहीं करे कोई। और सब इजी हो गया एकदम, और बाबा के घर में आ गए। ओम शांति।
Saying that 28 years surrendered. Earlier he told us he was first in Pandapavan and then in Shantivan, and he's responsible for all the vegetable cutting that happens. You've seen Madhuban kitchen, you've seen 100 sisters, usually it's sisters cutting vegetable. So he's the one who's responsible and organizes all of that so that everything gets ready in time for all our 3 meals per day and all the things in between also. And he said that the reason why we are here is actually Hansaben. Because they had a thought that lots of people are going to Dubai, but we should go to London and see the place where Daddy did tapasya and Daddy did service. But I told Baba, I don't want to be interrogated. I don't want to have anyone ask me questions. And it literally happened like that. The visa happened, everything came, and here I am.
ओम शांति। शरीर का नाम बीके श्री राम, और पिछले 26 वर्षों से बाबा का बेहद घर शांतिवन में समर्पित रूप से सेवा दे रहे हैं। और वर्तमान समय जो शांतिवन का बेकरी डिपार्टमेंट बना है वहाँ पे सेवा दे रहे हैं। मेरा जो संकल्प था कि मैं यहाँ पे क्यों आया, दीदी जब से ये डिपार्टमेंट बना तब से उस डिपार्टमेंट के निमित्त तो दादी जी थे, दादी जानकी के संकल्प से ही उस डिपार्टमेंट की वहां स्थापना हुई। बेकरी सेक्शन का जो डिपार्टमेंट पहले नहीं था शांतिवन में, तो लेकिन दादी जी का संकल्प था, उसी संकल्प के आधार पर दादी जी की इच्छा अनुसार वहां पे रमेश भाई जब थे तो दादी की बहुत इच्छा थी, तो उस दादी के संकल्प के कारण उस डिपार्टमेंट की स्थापना हुई। और बाबा दादी बड़े जितने भी थे, मुझे तो कुछ सोच विचार में नहीं था, ना मैं कभी वो सब चीजें कभी बनाया था, ना मुझे पता था, लेकिन बड़ों की ब्लेसिंग, बाबा का आशीर्वाद से उस डिपार्टमेंट में हमको वहाँ पे सेवा दी गई। तो मुझे तो बहुत खुशी कि उस डिपार्टमेंट का ओपनिंग दादी के हाथ से हुआ है। जानकी दादी, गुलजार दादी, सब दादियाँ, सारे वरिष्ठ, यीशु दादी, तो सब दादियों के उस वहाँ पे हाथ से हर चीज पे दादियों का। और आज दीदी की पालना भी मिल रही है ना। दीदी जब भी जाती है मधुबन तो किचन डिपार्टमेंट, तो हम लोग समझते हैं कि दादी के बाद तो दीदी का ही है, तो बड़ी खुशी होती है। लेकिन यहाँ संकल्प ऐसे चला कि हम लोग जब हरीश भाई और हम और निवेर भाई के पास एक रवि भाई थे, तो हम लोग आपस में जैसे टालते थे ना, तो बात चलती थी, कोई कहीं जा रहा है, कोई कहीं जा रहा है, तो हमको संकल्प उठा कि नहीं, हम लोग कहीं नहीं जाएंगे, मुझे दादी का स्थान देखना है। संकल्प तो ये था कि दादी जी ने जो पूरे वर्ल्ड में सेवाओं का विस्तार किया और बाबा को साथ में लेके किया, तो मुझे वो दादी का स्थान देखना है। बाकी हम लोग को घूमने की इच्छा से नहीं हुआ। तो इस संकल्प को फिर हमने ही फिर हंसा दीदी से हम लोग, हम और हरीश भाई थे, तो हमने बोला दीदी ऐसे ऐसे मन में हम लोग को चलता है, संकल्प चलता है, तो बाकी हम लोग कहीं और जाने का संकल्प नहीं है, सीधा हम जाएंगे तो वहीं जाएंगे। दुबई और इधर उधर नहीं जाना हमको। तो फिर दीदी ने, फिर हंसा दीदी ने दीदी से बात किया, जयंती दीदी से, तो दीदी के तरफ से भी ओके, बाबा से भी ओके। और हम लोगों का पासपोर्ट तो बना था बहुत समय से, हमारा तो एक्सपायर होने वाला था 1-2 साल के बाद, तो लेकिन इतना सहज रीति से हम लोगों को हुआ, हम लोग सोच भी नहीं सकते थे, एकदम सहज। वीजा के लिए हम लोग अप्लाई किए, हम तीनों भाई गए, तो हरीश भाई कह रहे थे ना कि हम लोग बाबा को सौंप दिए थे, बाबा, हरीश भाई कह रहे थे कि बाबा अगर होगा तो तीनों को होना चाहिए, नहीं तो किसी का ना हो। तो लेकिन हम लोग निसंकल्प थे कि अगर वीजा मिलेगा तो ठीक, नहीं मिलेगा तो कोई बात नहीं, मतलब उसके पीछे हमें पुरुषार्थ नहीं करना है, ना हमें संकल्प चलाना है ज्यादा। लेकिन बाबा ने एकदम सहज रीति से सबको ओके किया, सारा जैसे बाबा ही करण कराउन है इस चीज को, तो मैं हम लोग देखते हैं प्रैक्टिकल में, तो बहुत है खुशी हुई। और यहाँ आने के बाद तो देख के ऐसा लगता है कि कितना बाबा ने है अपनापन यहाँ पे दीदी, बहुत हम लोग को लगा ही नहीं कि हम लोग मधुबन से दूर हैं। गोपी दीदी है हम लोग के साथ में, और मधुबन में किचन में कितना सहयोग, काफी सहयोग किचन डिपार्टमेंट के लिए, तो जैसे लगता है कि दादी का इतना प्यार, और दादी ने आप सबको इतना निमित्त बनाया। हम लोग किचन में जो भी हम लोगों को जरूरत पड़ता है, सदा ही दीदी का हाथ बड़ी वरिष्ठ बानों का तो हम लोग के ऊपर रहता है, तो हम लोग को बहुत खुशी है कि हम लोग आप लोगों के बीच में आए। और हम लोग को वैसे बहुत सारा ऐसे बाहर घूमने की इच्छा नहीं है, जैसे दीदी ने बोला कहाँ कहाँ जाएंगे, हमने बोला जहाँ आप हमको दिखा देंगे जाएंगे। हम लोगों का कोई संकल्प ऐसा नहीं है कि ये सब व्यू देखना है, चाहे ये सब दुनिया वाला चीज हम लोग को पसंद नहीं आता है, लेकिन दादी बाबा का जो स्थान है वो हमको बहुत ही अपनापन और अच्छा लगा। और पुरुषार्थ, यहाँ पुरुषार्थ कितना अच्छा है, हमको वो प्रेरणा मिली दीदी कि पुरुषार्थ जो दीदी आप कराते हैं यहाँ पे सब भाई बहनों को, तो हमें भी बहुत प्रेरणा मिली कि हम लोगों को भी एक एक डिपार्टमेंट में कैसे अपने साथियों को हर एक को बाबा से कनेक्ट करके ही सेवा करनी चाहिए। मतलब उससे अगर दूर होकर हम स्थूल सेवा करते हैं तो हमारे जीवन में सफलता नहीं मिलती है। वैसे तो हम कनेक्ट रहते हैं, फिर भी एक प्रेरणा मिलती है कि कैसे दीदी हर एक को पुरुषार्थ के द्वारा, अपनी स्थिति के द्वारा सेवा कराती हैं। तो हमको तो बहुत ही हम लोगों को बहुत खुशी है। हरीश भाई भी कह रहे थे देखो यहाँ कितना डिसिप्लिन है, कितना अच्छा आप बता दीजिए। बाकी सब अच्छा रहा और खुशी है, ओम शांति।
मेरी एक चीज और बता दूं, आती दफा डॉक्टर से मिलके आए ऊपर ग्लोबल में सचिन डॉक्टर से, तो मेरे को क्या है शुगर का प्रॉब्लम रहता था, तो शुगर कम नहीं होती थी वहाँ, तो डॉक्टर ने दवाई सारा उसने चेंज किया, 200 से कम नहीं होती थी, खाली पेट यहाँ देखा 95। अब क्या हुआ, खाने में क्या खिलाया, अब क्या नहीं, वो मेरे को नहीं पता। ये इन्होंने बोला कि जब अगर बढ़ने लगे तो फिर इधर आ जाने का। ओम शांति।
ब्रदर वाज सेइंग दैट ही हैज बीन सरेंडर्ड 28 इयर्स एंड ही हैड नो आइडिया ऑफ एनीथिंग टू डू विद बेकिंग और द बेकरी, दैट इट वाज दैट जानकी'स प्योर पावरफुल थॉट दैट देयर शुड बी अ बेकरी इन शांतिवन, सो शी मेड इट हैपन. And then I was given this task, I knew nothing about it, but he's now become a very expert baker. You know, you get everything in Madhuban now, biscuits and cakes and bread and whatever it is. But he said that even today we are seeing that Gopi Ben and others from London support us, and so if the kitchen needs anything, we just have to let them know and London will provide it. So that's good. But then he was again mentioning that we came to see Daddy's place of tapasya, the seed from which service has happened all over the world. And so seeing the discipline here and meeting the family here, it's a sense of belonging. And we feel very comfortable here. And Harish Bhai is saying something very interesting, that his sugar level has dropped totally. And so if in India it rises again, he'll come back to London. So we have humko khushi hai ki aap aaye aur aapki tabiyat bhi theek ho gayi. Ji. After bhog, the two brothers will be sitting here to give Madhuban toli. They brought two suitcases full of toli for the whole of the UK. Ji. Brother Ari, do you want to say hello and goodbye?
Om Shanti.
Come to the middle. Come to the middle.
Om Shanti. Thanks for the opportunity to drama, to Dadi, to Baba. Love. the ancestral souls. So I'll be taking leave this week from UK, so that's why this opportunity is given. So I am one of those students who can traverse across the classes in all the languages. So that is the advantage that I have, so I can create the relationship entire family. So it's been a wonderful, loving experience with all of you. I'll take all my fond memories from here. And thank you. Om Shanti.
Brother Ari did lots of service here, lots of karma yoga, many departments.